It's a groundbreaking musical theater collaboration to feature Broadway stars, regional talent, and over 100 community members. We're talking to the fellow who's going to play Odysseus, that's Terrence Archie, who insists that he is not the star of the show at Art Park. It's the community. And so everyone's invited on Saturday, August 4th at 8 o'clock at night, or Sunday, August 5th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the main stage at Art Park. This is Peter Hall, co-host of Theater Talk on WBFO, and I'm talking with Terrence Archie. Broadway's Terrence Archie. He's going to star as Odysseus in the upcoming The Odyssey at Art Park. Terrence!
Right now I'm in a dressing room in Art Park during a little break while the rest of the amazing cast is performing on stage. So I'm waiting for my scene, actually.
You have done this before. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I was part of this project in Seattle at the Seattle Rep Theater. There was also a public works project, so it incorporated a lot of the ideas and themes and messages that we wanted to get across, and the process of going into the community and collecting all disciplines of people to be under one roof to perform a little play. Odyssey here. So it was a very similar concept in Seattle. And it's a different group now, so it's a different play.
And I remember reading when the sort of general casting call went out to everybody. You didn't have to be an actor, although you do have regional actors. You got some Broadway stars. You've got some student groups. And then you've just got general people from the community. So how many people all told will we see on stage at Art Park?
You'll see in excess of 100. So it's going to be a thoroughly engrossing experience for a lot of different types.
As I gather, the story will follow Odysseus from the end of the Trojan War. The Greeks have made the Trojan horse. They've entered the city of Troy. It's been burned. And now Odysseus is trying to make his way back home.
And we've kept true to that, too. It's a 20-year odyssey. A lot of battles, a lot of pain, a lot of loss, also a lot of redemption and forgiveness and things that are actually good.
It's a musical, right? I mean, they're songs, choruses.
Musicians that were hired also from the community. Everybody is pitching in their particular talent.
About how long does the whole event take? And how many, songs are in the piece?
10 songs, maybe a bit more. There's a lot going on in between, though. You know, there's quite a bit of music. It's never really a quiet moment. Let's put it that way.
You've been on Broadway. You've done Ragtime, Rocky the Musical. Is it pretty standard as far as what we would expect a musical to be, or is it really something different?
Well, I mean, this goes back to the core of what the mission of the Public Works project is, which is to bring the community together under the shared purpose of telling each other's stories. So it's more like that. As you know, many are not. For many, this is their first time on stage. So it's not. This is not meant for, those with the most experience and what have you. Really, it's about the experience itself of being together under that shared purpose. And see, the thing is, it's the distance that keeps us, you know, from developing all the prejudices that we have. You know, distance is a big factor. So when you can actually bring people together, they start to look at each other and they say, okay, we're actually not so different. And so that's what the project is about, the main idea of the project. It's different in that people are being on stage for the first time. I think that's probably the big thing, and not everybody is an actor.
Just to read from the New York Times, what makes these productions, public theater productions, such a lively treat is the manner in which the performers come together to create a vibrant theatrical tapestry. Mr. Amon's Odyssey is really more homage than adaptation. This is a populist version of the Greek legend, not a classical one. So,
he says it much better than me.
Well, much better than me, too. That's why I read it. The other thing I wanted to mention, some of the groups that are going to be there on stage or helping out are People Incorporated, Empower, Buffalo Public Adult Education Division ESL program, English as a Second Language program, Art Park Volunteers, the Lewiston Fire Company, number one.
Yeah.
The Iroquois Indian Band, Sly Boots School of Music, Art and Dance, the Mount Erie Baptist Church Choir, Buffalo Gay Men's Chorus. It sounds like a hoot. So there's a core of professional Broadway actors such as yourself, and then some regional actors who have been on stage, and then a whole lot of folks just like me who signed up.
Yeah, sure. I mean, look, it's a great opportunity. It's one of the more rewarding opportunities that I've had in my career because it really highlights all that you can really accomplish when you're working together. And it's an intimate thing. It's an intimate relationship. And for people to get on stage and expose themselves for the first time is a very brave thing to do. And I imagine that they wouldn't be as emboldened to do that if they didn't have a community behind them saying, hey, we're here for the first time, too. Hey, it's a great test of their faith to be here and on stage for the first time. And it's a really intimate relationship between the audience and the actor. The actor is exposing his or herself, and the audience has to receive that in an intimate way, or else if there's no connection, there's no play. So this is a great opportunity for people to just connect and to be still and see themselves in each other.
We've been talking to a Broadway actor. His name is Terrence Archie, and he's the star. He's Ulysses, or Odysseus, if you want to, from The Odyssey, the famous tale.
I want to amend that.
Okay.
The star of this play really is the community. You know, I know that my name and a couple of other names, people are more experienced, but this show is certainly not in any way about us. It really is about the community having a powerful, intimate relationship on stage, right? And it's about a lot of trust and a lot of faith. So I think the bulk of that starship really should be about the community.
All right. We're talking about The Odyssey, and it's taking place at Art Park on August 4th. That'll be at 8 o'clock at night, and August 5th at 1 in the afternoon. In the big main stage theater on the Art Park campus in Lewiston. A note that I just found out that the costume for Cyclops, the one-eyed monster, was made by a Buffalo's master puppeteer. His name is Adam Kreutinger. So it's just another reason to get up to Lewiston. Folks can go to artpark.net. They can go to tickets.com. They can go in person to the Art Park box office. They can call 1-888-223-6000. Well, thank you, and break a leg or enjoy your rehearsal or whatever.
Whatever you say.
For WNED WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.